Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Summer's here, and it's time to bring the heat in a new Honda. Check out the Civic, Accord, or HR-V during the Honda Summer Event. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Accord or 2026 HR-V.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Yeah, like when you look at any valuation for Luis Arraez, it always seems lower than it should be, but it's because he's really kind of a below replacement level player in four categories. Or maybe, you know, in steals, he might be replacement, you know, but it's...
No, he was replacement last year. When we get to second baseman, we'll talk about his
runs. Was the only one he was just dead replacement level, it looks like.
Yeah, so 354 average. 10 homers. I mean, he just wasn't even close to the rest of these, really. So, yeah, it was really only average by a wide margin.
So when you look at those, just any kind of analysis, like, does it tell you anything? Because, like, everybody is stealing more bases. Batting average is down. Power is actually down a little bit while runs and RBI are up. Is there something that you want to take when you look at those total numbers into this coming season?
I think it's just keeping in mind the sheer number of stolen bases that you do need to compete. You know, like it used to be if you averaged, you know, 8 stolen bases from every spot in your typical 14 man hitter lineup, you'd be in pretty decent shape to finish in the middle of the pack. Averaging 8 stolen bases from 14 spots right now, it's going to land you right around the bottom. And so you really do have to reconsider how much that landscape has changed. And obviously this isn't necessarily saying anything new, but it's really worth putting into perspective that, you know, you could have won your league with 170 steals a couple of years ago, and now that might be middle of the pack. And so that really changes that in a huge way, to the point where I think you need one of those, you know, whether it's, if you get the number one pick, you take Ronald Acuna. It doesn't matter if he steals 50 or 70 bases again. But, like, you know, someone like CJ Abrams, who might steal 45 bases, I really think you have to start considering that, even though I'm pretty skeptical of his current second round valuation.
Second round is ridiculous. I'm skeptical of his power. Yeah. I literally just said this on that show, too. There's a couple players that I think they absolutely... I always use this word, but like they pulled everything out of their current skill set to reach the top. And that to me is like CJ Abrams. It's like, it's not good barrels. Like I think he pulled the ball just enough to get into his power. That's not, it's not going to be sustainable. But back to your point, the top 150 average, like we talked about in the open, was a player hitting 267, 23 homers, 77 runs, 76 RBIs with 13 stolen bases. That is the average top 150 player. And these numbers, by the way, they equate to, this is the main event tippy top. The average is 267, 81 runs, 79 RBI, 23 and a half homers, and 16 stolen bases. That is what the average is for those top teams. And Boggs, we ran the numbers too on how many players actually got those numbers individually and how many hit all five. Why don't you run those?
It was Acuna, Tucker, Julio, Jose Ramirez, Witt, Tatis, Carroll, Otani, and Lou Bob. So that'd be nine players in the league hit all of those thresholds.
But on the other end, what I meant in the beginning was 91 players hit 267.
Oh,
67 players had 81 runs. 76 players had over 23 homers. 68 had 79 RBI. 54 players had 16 or more stolen bases. And then only 9 players hit all of those markers. One is not a first round pick, and that is Lou Bob. He's the only one that is not in the first round. So that's kind of an interesting perspective on those. The pitching side real quick, Towers, 99 wins was the tippy top, which was the exact number from 2 years ago. 1,500 strikeouts was actually a tiny bit less than the previous year. 88 saves was lower than your article from 2 years ago. But the ones that have gotten worse, a 3.58 ERA and a 1.17 whip was the tippy top average for the main event leagues. And it was pretty low compared to 2 years ago. So pitching is just kind of overall got worse. So you might have an advantage. I'm a George Kirby guy. I know Scott White is all about the strikeouts. I'm more about the safety low whip number. So the George Kirby's, Yamamoto's, Webb's, they speak to me a little bit more than going nuts with the Scoobles and the Glasnow's.
But and this is another one. It's true of all three of the rate stats. You have to keep in mind the way your team is constructed, because you're taking, you know, the denominator for your whole team, and you're putting each player in there, right? And so it's not just, you know, 100 and, you know, let's say Yuri Perez. He probably maxes out. I think he got to 130 something innings last season. He probably maxes out at 175. If he's a top 12 pitcher in ERA and WHIP, he's still less impactful.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
For those categories than someone who maybe is a little bit worse, like Garrett Cole, you know, maybe, might be worse, but is almost guaranteed to throw 200 innings. And so that's another thing you have to keep in mind when you're talking about all of these rate stats is the more starter heavy you go in your lineup, you know, if you go 8 starters and 1 closer, each individual pitcher's impact on your ratios is going to be lessened. If you go 6 starters, 3 relievers the whole season,
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face! Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
All of a sudden, those 170 inning guys become even more impactful. So these are the kind of things you have to keep in mind when you're building your roto team is... The larger the denominator or numerator, I'm not actually good at math. I just like throwing out numbers. The larger that number is for your whole team, the less impactful each individual inning becomes. And so, you know, if you've got a, you know, Sandy Alcantara last year is actually a pretty good example of a guy who kind of wrecked your ERA because he threw so many innings and like he wasn't a bad pitcher. But because of how many innings he threw and how relatively mediocre his ERA was, it was actually really tough to overcome that on, you know, both a weekly basis, certainly, but also for the year as a whole, because, you know, he's throwing, I mean, not this season, he's not throwing probably any innings, but he's throwing 205 innings last season when your pitching staff is probably averaging, I don't know, 130 or so.
It makes those mid-tier pitchers super dicey, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, let's say Lance Lynn bounces back, right, and looks just a little bit better than last year. He's so much better for your team if he just improves by like one run of it. He was so bad last year. Mm-hmm. Like he really wrecks your team.
Oh, yeah.
A guy like that. But he has so many strikeouts. Like the strikeouts are so valuable. They look so good, but he's ruining your ERA and whip. Even a guy with a high amount of innings. So like, it also makes it, I would rather take a high leverage, good relief pitcher than just an innings eater because he can wreck your whole pitching staff if he's bad enough.
It's a really interesting dynamic to seeing just kind of like pitching value as a whole, just clearly not as much. There aren't as many strikeouts as years before. The ERA is worse. The whip is worse. That you can go either way because the ERA is worse. You can take the shots on the bigger strikeout guys, and that might be a higher potential for you to attack. While I take it, and I'm like, well, if I can get some safer ratio guys that I think I can take these ratios because they're more obtainable than they were in years past. I mean, 2 years ago, according to your article, a 3.2 ERA was the top of the 1.1 whip. Mm-hmm. We're talking over 3.5 was the tippy top in the main event. So there's, I actually don't think there's one right answer because there's so many ways to look at it. Hey, guy only goes 160, but that's the new 190. That's okay. Yeah. Or, hey, guy goes 210, even without big strikeouts like Shane Bieber. If he gets right a little bit, he could overall just lower some of your bad ratios. And so I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I have
one ERA and whip are the most impossible to predict.
Well, so, I think you mentioned Scott White's strategy, and I don't want to speak for him, but I think what he's leaning into this year is the volatility inherent in ERA and whip in, you know, especially what we've seen, you know, last year was kind of a disaster in that regard for a lot of the top pitchers where, you know, some of the best pitchers in fantasy, Spencer Strider, he didn't hurt your ERA. You know, his ERA ended up being right around that top three mark, you know, 3.7, 3.8, but it wasn't the ace level outcome that we've come to expect. And I think it's how people are going to approach starting pitching given the landscape and given how much more difficult it's become to predict what pitching is going to look like over the past couple of seasons. You know, I think it's going to be really fascinating to see how a lot of really smart people decide to approach it. I've always tended to stick with a, I don't know what hero SP to borrow a term from fantasy football, where, you know, I want a Garrett Cole, a Spencer Strider, that type of pitcher. Obviously there aren't many of those, so it's hard to do, but you know, I might want two starting pitchers in the first four rounds, and then I might not touch it until 150 overall, because historically running backs and starting pitchers have a lot of things in common. And this is one thing that, you know, writing about both sports helps me contextualize, but it's that the first three or four rounds of running backs and starting pitchers, the guys who get drafted there tend to be among the best investments you can make. And then after that, it's a complete crapshoot. You know, the RB dead zone in fantasy football, I think SP has a similar thing where
the glob. Yeah.
Yeah. After you get to round five, we start to push up. I love Yuri Perez. I'm a Marlins fan, but we start to push up the guys who we think can be aces, but who haven't actually done it either with the workload or the performance. And that's where you see the return on investment in pitchers in the fifth and sixth round isn't that much better than it is in the 11th, 12th, 13th rounds, which is not necessarily true of hitters historically.
Yeah. There's a little argument in there of like, we pick on Yuri Perez, but Tariq Skubal is a godsend, you know, and I'm not saying you're implying that, but like Tariq Skubal, it's like, hey, he was injured, but he was incredible, by the way. It was like the best expected ERA in 80 plus innings. And he's a guy with a high 10K per nine, low ERA. He's like, in theory, the perfect pitcher for what we're talking about. A guy that gets strikeouts, does not destroy your ratios, literally could be a game changer. And he's going inside the top 10. But like, and again, this is just an overall, like he's kind of the pass. And then we look at Yuri Perez or maybe a Bobby Miller, and we're like, if he only gets 175.
Tyler Glasnow.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just threw his most innings, I think, since 2018. And it was like 120. And he's a top 10 starting pitcher. We don't need to get into specifics, but there's a lot of like, oh, we just don't care about workload anymore. And that might be the right way to approach it, but like I said, I'm probably still prone to the hero SP approach.
But I think it's a core. It's a core that you can build around. Mm-hmm. And I would say, based on the thresholds of what is our focus here, having a hero SP, we'll stick with that, actually works a little bit better because the pitching upside of what you need is more obtainable than it was in years past. The numbers, when the strikeouts are down, ERA is up, WHIP is up. Saves are more obtained. It actually kind of works in that favor. So let's transition into some positional stuff. So Bogman, you and I will go back and forth on what the averages are. So what Bogman did was he took together, used like Yahoo's positional, they just opened up, took whatever, you know, their algorithm, the top 15 players. This is what the average of the top 15 at each position was. We'll each take a position. And then Towers, if you've got, you know, a guy or two that's your favorite at the position, let's hit that. I'll just start. First baseman, top 15, 277 batting average, 28 homers, 88 runs, 97 RBI with 8 stolen bases. That is what, if you average out the top 15 first baseman based on the ranks on Yahoo, that is what the player looks like. Freddie Freeman hit all 5 of those categories. He's the only one. Olsen and Bellinger hit 4 of those categories last year. You want 3? Alonzo, Walker, Vlad hit 3. Based on projections, which I believe Bogman used Steamer, Freeman is projected to hit all 5. Vlad would hit 4. Goldie and Naylor would hit 3. So that is what the average top 15 first baseman looks like. Towers, obviously you can comment on what that threshold is, but is there any player at the first base position, high or low, that are targets when you think about that number? That's a pretty big, lofty power number. It's the number one obvious power number of any position you need. And wide margin, I'm going to tell you, in RBI. It is 10-plus RBI you need at this position more than any other that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, it gets harder when there are definitely first basemen I like, but then when you put into context, like, 28 home runs, 97 RBI. Well, I really like Vinny Pasquantino this season as kind of a sleeper-ish pick. You know, 177, I think, is his ADP right now. I think that's good value. But, like, 28 home runs for that guy might be pretty tough. Coming off shoulder surgery, he's got 1,933 games. RBI and runs might be a little difficult in that offense. So, you know, when you're putting this...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a premium interior paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint at Menards and start your next project today.
Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Into context, it's like, well, I might like Vinny Pasquantino at 150 rather than 170, but I still might have some ground to make up. Great if he's point. My first baseman, like...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo! All night!
In that point in the draft, he might be more, you know, more likely your corner infielder, which makes it a little more palatable, but like, it does get pretty tough when you start to look at that because, you know, I think he'll be a good source of batting average, you know, 275-ish, that sounds about right. But the home runs, RBI runs, you know, that might be where... And I think Josh Naylor's kind of in a similar spot. You know, you mentioned him hitting three of those thresholds in the steamer projections where I look at him like, I like the player. I like the value, but you know, you might be putting yourself in a deficiency in those three categories in particular, if he doesn't hit the high end. There are guys, you know, Spencer Torkelson, I think for the home runs, runs and RBI, I think I feel pretty good about him getting into that range. So, you know, he's around a 10th round pick in a 12 team league. I think he makes a lot of sense as a first baseman too.
You know, I'm glad you said him because I was going to say, if you don't like the top guys, they just make sense. Like they cover your bases. Clearly Freeman covers. Olsen is probably one of the reasons this number is a little bit high as well. Olsen and Alonso specifically. So like, if you want to be realistic, maybe you're looking closer to like 25, but what I wanted to say was Torque, or Casas to me are the value plays. If you don't want to spend at the very high, I think they're must adds because when you start to come off of them, Naylor has a lot of upside. I can dig Yandy, but you're really going to start lacking the RBI number. I mean, 97 RBIs, that's a big number if you're looking on average. So you can pare it down, but I wouldn't want to pare my first baseman down to too much lower than like 25, 80, 90. Stolen bases you can give or take, but that's also a pretty high average. But again, those are the top 15 average first baseman.
I think it's interesting that you said stolen bases you can give or take because you absolutely can. But it's like I'm looking at which first baseman can actually hit all five of these numbers. How many of them can? Because a guy like Olsen, he's just out. He's not going to steal bases at all. Yeah, he can't. Neither can Yandy. He steals no bases. Alonso is never going to get there. An average, right?
Goldie is one of those that still can.
He still can. Value. Yeah. So I'm looking at who can do this. It's Freeman, Bellinger, Walker, Goldie, Harper. I think Steer can. Vlad
can. Eight.
Yeah. Okay.
He's not gonna. That's his career high.
Okay. And then, do we think Naylor can? He had 10 stolen bases last year.
I think it's. I think. You know, when I pared down the numbers, I think he can get the pared down numbers. I think it'd be pretty tough for him to be an almost 30 home run hitter. But you know what? Hits the ball hard. It's a possibility.
So there's like, I would say, you know, you throw Torque in there, maybe a little projection on Bohm taking a step up in power. You know, that's 10 guys that I can get to this total.
So. And so we can keep progressing through these. I think it's a good point that you mentioned that. I think my focus when I look at this is trying to make sure I'm finding players that I can cover four of these five averages as close as possible. Everyone shouldn't read this as us being like completely literal. Like, oh my God, you have,
of course.
No, we're averaging 15.
Look,
yeah, go ahead.
This is one of those things. Every time we do like a mock draft on the show, we look back at it and we say, well, you're strong here, but you're weak here. And it's like, well, yeah, that's how it's going to look at the beginning of the season. And to win a roto league, Ronald Acuna is a good example of someone who beat his projections by 10 homers and 40 steals last season. And then that's how you win.
Right.
Not every, you can't count on that, but you need guys who unexpectedly cover some of your apparent weaknesses, and you have to figure out going into your draft as you're drafting which weakness you're comfortable having, because it's almost impossible to not have a weakness. If you don't have a weakness, it probably means you're not good enough everywhere.
Yeah. And based on the averages like this, it's like, I probably don't want first base to be my power weakness. I'm comfortable maybe being an average or stolen base weakness based on what we're going to look at. So Boggs, what do you got on second base?
Second base, the 15 threshold was 280 average, 21 homers, 84 runs, 74 RBI, and 18 stolen bases. So lot more stolen bases here. Zero second baseman last year hit all five of these. Not a single one. Betts and Albies hit four of them. Simeon, Horner, and Ketel Marte hit three. In terms of projections, none are four or five. Not a single player. Betts, Albies, Ketel, Altuve, Torres, Simeon, McClain all project to have three here. So Towers, when you look at these numbers for second baseman, what jumps to your mind
here? I also want to add the highest batting average of any position and the second highest stolen bases are coming from second base.
Which is why I'm kind of surprised that 21 homer number is as high as it was. And obviously, you know, there are a handful of outliers that can make that jump one way or the other. But yeah, that was
Mookie's 39, Albie's 33. Those were the big ones.
Those really help. And obviously I think in batting average, Luis Urias is, you know, kind of inflating it a bit to where you take him out and maybe it's more like 277. I assume he was in that.
I think Yahoo usually values batting average. Like
I'm doing an NFBC positional, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So. Yeah.
I'll say a guy that I think is almost always perpetually undervalued, and I get why it happens, but Ketel Marte. I don't know, like 18 stolen bases, that's not going to happen, but you know, I still think like in the 10-ish range, I think he's going to get pretty close in the other four. You know, you'll have some ground to make up at stolen bases if you take him, but because of his injury history, he tends to drop into that like 120 range, and I think he's such a skilled hitter. I think it's, you know, we've seen what it looks like when he manages to stay healthy. And obviously that is the one big red flag for Ketel Marte. But when he is healthy, he's one of the best hitters at the position. And there might not be a big difference between him and, you know, Jose Altuve or Ozzie Albies, you know, at the high end, at least those guys probably have higher floors.
Yeah, I love that one. I also like Glaber. Glaber's the other one. I think these guys that can really cover, because the averages tell us it's almost impossible to get the player that will be this exact average. But if you can get a guy that is assured to cover three of the categories, I think you're doing good. But maybe you got to pay attention to batting average and stolen bases if you're looking at third base based on averages or second base. Moving over to third base, this is the second lowest of the averages. Mm-hmm. 262 is the 15 player threshold with 27 homers, second most, 84 runs, 87 RBI. That is the second most, and 8 stolen bases. So it is exactly the same as far as stolen bases go with first base, almost the same with power. RBIs are 10 less than first, a few less runs, and batting average is significantly worse. So 262, 27, 84, 87, and 8. Zero players at third base hit all of those last year. Riley Endeavors hit four of those categories. Ramirez, Bregman, Henderson, Muncy, Steer hit three. If we look at projections, Jose Ramirez is projected to hit all five. Royce, Machado, Endeavors are projected to hit four. Gunnar and Arenado are projected to hit three. So what do you think on that, Towers?
Yeah, I mean, Royce Lewis, I feel like I haven't been tuned in enough to see if there have been really like angry, violent Royce Lewis debates, because this is like the exact kind of player that tends to be very controversial. And I tend to be a little more skeptical of the small sample size breakouts. But in Royce Lewis's case, the degree of difficulty for what he's done, this is something that I've talked about with CJ Abrams, who, you know, I'm a little more skeptical on, but like, I think CJ Abrams has played like 240 professional games since joining the Nationals organization or something. It's like some crazy low number for the amount of time that we've been talking about CJ Abrams. And Royce Lewis is in a somewhat similar situation, especially, you know, since the 2019 season. He played 127 games that year, 45 in 2022. And then I think it was like 70 in 2023. Didn't play at all in 2020 or 2021. Didn't record an official game because of injuries and COVID and all that. So the fact that he's been able to just step on a major league field, it's only 70 games, but just done nothing but tear the cover off the ball in big moments against tough competition. Obviously, you remember the playoffs. It just, that to me suggests a baseline level of skill that I think is worth projecting on. And, you know, it might be a situation with Royce Lewis where maybe it's a flash in the pan, but I want to bet on it because the degree of difficulty for what he's doing is so high. And then you mentioned Nolan Arenado projects to hit three of those categories. I do think a bounce back for him is not unreasonable. And honestly, he wasn't that much worse.
And he's dropping towers.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, every draft we do, he goes further and further and further down.
And it's no stolen bases. There's risk in batting average there. You know, we got the 1.293 season in 2022. Otherwise, it's been in the 250, 260 range for a while. But, you know, 30 homers, 100 RBI, a decent, probably helpful batting average. I think those feel pretty safe from him. It's just he's a player where even at third base, you're going to have to make up stolen bases and honestly runs. He's actually been a pretty poor source of runs for a while now.
For shortstops here, our thresholds are 272 average, 21 homers, 86 runs, 73 RBI. And this is where you got to get your swipes. 23 for the top 15 is the average. Witt hit all five. Lindor, Seager, Trey Turner with four. Horner and Gunnar Henderson hit three of these thresholds. And then in projections, Witt and Turner are both projected to hit all five. Bichette and Seager are projected to hit four. And Matt McClain and Gunnar Henderson are projected to hit three. When you look at this, this is obviously where, you know, position is a...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Shortstop is a position where you just cannot fall behind in stolen bases, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, and that's you know, obviously we've got Witt and Bichette didn't really steal bases last year, but Trey Turner and Ellie De La Cruz, we expect to be in. You know, don't forget about O'Neill Cruz, who isn't Ellie De La Cruz in terms of stolen bases. He was never that guy in the minors, but, you know, obviously similar profiles in terms of strengths and weaknesses, similar profiles in terms of athleticism. And O'Neill Cruz is someone who I do think, you know, could be a probably ceiling of like 30 to 35 stolen bases in a best case scenario, but could be kind of an arbitrage play on Ellie De La Cruz. If you don't want to pay the second round price tag there, you know, O'Neill Cruz can do a lot of the same things, positive and negatively, for, you know, a 60 round discount or a 60 pick discount.
He's one of my favorite. He is. I can't stop talking about him. He's the guy I'm drafting everywhere. And you know what? I know people don't love to do this. Mm-hmm. I love the concept of even getting a discounted Bo Bichette and mm-hmm. then taking O'Neill Cruz later and putting him at middle. And Bo Bichette covers four of those categories yep. with a good batting average. And it kind of supports O'Neill Cruz a little bit, who is a bigger power projection and stolen base projection.
And I think you kind of have to do that in your MI if you take one of these shortstops that isn't going to get swipes, like Seager. Mm-hmm. Seager's amazing in four of these categories. Two stolen bases last yeah. year. Yeah. Gunnar only had 10. Bichette only had 5. So it's like, for if you're taking some of these guys, you know, Swanson had, what was it, 9? Last year. So even if you're working down the board a little bit more,
you know, one guy
you have to get it either in MI or CI.
One guy who I think you can project to come, you know, he might, I don't know if specifically he projects for all 5 categories, but, and his name is kind of mud in fantasy circles at this point, but Xander Bogaerts, extremely unsexy pick, but you know, we're talking about a guy who had a 790 OPS last season, hit 285, stole 19 bases, somehow only drove in 58 runs, only scored 83. We all know things were just weird for the Padres last year in a way that I hope the vibes are better. I don't think it's like they got rid of Juan Soto, now everything's going to be fine. But I think that just that team went through a lot of things that I don't think were sustainable. And I think it was probably one of the bigger underperformers in a lot of ways. And you know, various metrics back that up in terms of like Pythagorean win-loss record and all that. So I do think even though they're a less talented team, that offense will likely be better in a way that while Xander Bogaerts doesn't have the 30 homer upside, he doesn't have the 30 steal upside. He's someone who, if we got to the end of the season and he hit all 5 of these markers, you know, what was it? 272, 21 homers, 86 runs, 73 RBI, 23 steals. If he got close to all 5 of them and exceeded 3 or 4, I wouldn't be surprised at all.
And I can tell you, if you guys want to check out the video, we just did the ATC projections on Fantasy Pros. He was a name that was mentioned as undervalued by Ariel. We had a long discussion about Xander Bogaerts as he was the shortstop that popped out there. Let's go take a look at our last hitters. We don't have to do catchers here. We're going to do outfield and then a couple quick hitting pitch ones. The outfield, we're expanding a little bit. We're going to go to 75. Because we're looking at more starters. So this is the average across the top 75. Also to note, Bogman had put, we have 210 starting batters, which equated to 97 outfielders. So we're not quite doing all 210. We're doing 75. That average is a 266 hitter, 21 homers, 73 runs, 70 RBI, 15 stolen bases. Literally like a low projected Brian Reynolds is the player that you need. 7 outfielders hit this number of hitting all 5 last year. Acuña, Carroll, Julio, Tucker, Bellinger, Lane Thomas, and Spencer Steer. Those last two really stand out. 10 hit 4 categories, 12 hit 3 projections. This year, we've got Acuña, Carroll, Julio, Tatis, Tucker, Michael Harris, and Luis Robert to hit all 5, 9 outfielders to hit 4, and 7 to hit 3. So, Towers, what do you think? It's a lower number because we expanded it to 75, but the batting average is one of the lower. We're almost looking at a 2020, but low run in RBI, probably weighted down by guys like Estuary Ruiz and whatnot. But what do you think when you see those numbers for outfield?
It's really tough. You know, we on FFT last, or 2 weeks ago, we were talking about, you know, players that were higher or lower on in the rankings than the other people on the show. And I was higher on Riley Green than everyone else. He was my outfielder 25, I think. And
I loved that, by the way. I saw that.
Everyone else is like in the low 30s for him or lower. And a part of it for me, like, you know, Frank asked, well, what is it about Riley Green? And I was like, I just don't like that many outfielders. And that's kind of been one of the themes of the last few seasons in fantasy baseball, is just how freaking shallow the outfield position is, to the point where like you hit 25 or 30 in the rankings and it's like, really? These guys? And so I'm willing to push up guys that I at least like over, you know, a Lane Thomas, who I get what he did last season. I just don't buy it. And so I'd rather fade him, take a discount on a Riley Green, who the shape of the production will be different, but I just believe he's a really, really talented player with, you know, probably not 20 steal upside, but maybe, you know, you could look at him and say he hits 24 homers, he hits 290, he steals 10 to 15 bases and really helps you out across the board. But it's tough because there are five spots to fill in your standard roto league. This is another spot where like you're going to have some deficiencies in outfield, and
you have to piece it together.
It becomes kind of a grab bag. And obviously, you know, if you get one of those, what, six outfielders going inside the top 10 picks, that provides a really good base. But it's more outfield just becomes like, well, I need steals. Okay, let me take Estuary Ruiz, or you know, that kind of thing where it's, you know, I need to take a shot at upside. Let me throw a pick at Jordan Walker. You know, those are some of the guys. It becomes less about the position and more, where do I need help?
And there are some extreme. Yeah, actually, literally to your point, there are some extremes in it where there are less of the five tool, quote unquote, five tool type of players where, like you're saying, oh, I need stolen bases. You're actually kind of picking up, like you said, the deficiencies of your team with outfield more than you are building this core average. I need stolen bases, Ruiz. I need homers, Jorge Soler. Mm-hmm. There's not as many guys that cover the bases. I mean, there are the Chaz McCormicks. You can take your shots on the Cheerios. I like that. All right.
Yeah, find yourself five Brian Reynolds, like you said.
Yeah, well, if you could say five Brian Reynolds, I think
pretty impossible.
Yeah, right. Good luck. Chaz McCormick, Brian Reynolds, and a couple others. Pitching, Boggs. We did a little different with our last two here. I'll do closers, but pitching, we did a tiny bit different.
Yeah, so for your ace, this is what you want to hit here. You want to hit 187 innings, with innings don't count, so you don't have to have that as a threshold. I just thought it was interesting. Your top 15, that's what they averaged, was 187. 3.24 ERA, which, I mean, 36 starters hit last year, but we only have one projected, and it was Strider, obviously. 109 whip, again, only 31 guys hit that last year, but only one is projected. 205 strikeouts, we had 12 guys hit that last year, and then 14 wins. Only 12 players last year had 14 or more wins. So Cole was the only one to hit four of these, four or five. There were no fives. Three for Gallen, Castillo, Wheeler, Strider, and Snell. And then projected, Strider with four of these, Cole only with three. So,
and this is different because this is not the big core like we just did with outfield. This is literally your ace.
I have those numbers too, but they are way less. You know,
yeah, and we kind of defined what the glob of pitching is, but if you want to be in the upper market to make sure you're locking in someone, these numbers are pretty exceptionally better than what the overall average is. You got to have a low three ERA guy with 200 plus strikeouts that's got a shot at wins and a low whip, but those vary, Towers. I mean, Cole is a high-end guy. Yep. Kirby's and Webb's might be the low-end version of these, and it's kind of everything in between. So when you see that number, does it change, or does it jump out at you at like the pitchers that you're targeting with those ace numbers?
No, it does make me feel a little better about like a Framber Valdez or Aaron Nola as my SP2. And I know Aaron Nola in particular is probably pretty controversial at this point because
I'm out on him. Yeah.
The shockingly high ERA that he puts up basically every other season. Now, if you buy that there's something to the even year, odd year thing, maybe you think he's due. I don't think that's the case. I think he's just a volatile pitcher in terms of the results that you're going to get in that way. But he is someone that I feel very good about getting three of the four categories. You know, I whip maybe a little more marginal, but even there, when Aaron Nola struggles, he very rarely struggles in a way that hurts you. was 1.15 last year in a year where a lot went wrong for him. But he's, you know, about as guaranteed to get 200 strikeouts as anyone. He's done it in five straight full seasons. The ERA floor is low and the ceiling probably isn't super ace level, but he is someone that I feel, you know, if I want to be a little more confident and secure in my SP2, I'm more comfortable chasing someone like him or Framber Valdez, who did get to the 200 strikeout plateau last year, was at 194 the year before. I like both those guys as more like an SP2. And then if I've paired them with a, you know, a true ace, I get pretty comfortable just saying that's it. That's all I'm going to do at starting pitcher for a long time. Cause I've got, you know, 420 strikeouts or more, and I've got a good whip and I've got a good baseline for wins and hopefully a good ERA, though obviously with Aaron Nola a little shakier, but that's where it becomes, if I've got those two guys, I'm probably just stepping away from starting pitcher for a while. And I'm making sure that I've got three outfielders in my first 10 picks. And I've got, you know, a couple of those 35 stolen base guys so that I can make sure that that offense is set. And then I'll start chasing my upside guys after, you know, 150 or so at pitcher.
The last thing here with closers, this was interesting. So Bogman did this as the top four relievers that everybody would have. So this is like not just the top four overall relievers. Yeah, yeah. This was like the top four you would have on your team. So on average, if you have four relief pitchers, you're needing a 2.65 ERA, just over one whip, 1.08. 50, this is the important one, 15 saves and 70 strikeouts. So that might be a little bit inflated by starting pitcher, like SPARPs that qualify at pitchers. I feel like the K numbers might be a little bit high.
I actually took those guys out.
Did you? Okay. Yeah, well, the strikeout number seems a little bit high for me for everybody holding for, but the key number I'm focused on here is the 15 saves. If that is the average equivalent of having four relief pitchers, that really does tell the story of getting like two 30 save guys can cover you and whichever direction that ends up going. And Ariel and I had this conversation as well that, you know, his projected closers, the ones that popped out as undervalued were mid-tier guys. And we obviously know, like, you know, Hader.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Ruined Houston, but maybe that helped Texas, and maybe that helped the Dodgers. And we have like a clarity around some really good value that I don't know if this number tells you, hey, I do want two high-end guys because I can get the majority of what I actually need out of two players and not worry. Or does this tell you I actually have a lot more flexibility because between four and streaming and whatever, I just need to get 15 per. What side do you sit on when you see this?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. Corey Seager is an amazing player, but he is coming nowhere close to the 23 stolen bases that the top 15 shortstops from last year averaged. So if I do take a guy that is not a traditional type of whatever, first, third, second, short, I need to know, okay, this is what the rest of the league is averaging at this. I need to make it up somewhere. I need to find stolen bases in my outfield if I, you know, draft Corey Seager, or if I take a first baseman that has a little less power, right? Maybe he's a little better at average or whatever. I need to make up those homers somewhere else, probably CI, MI, util, outfield, one of the other spots that are available. So that is what ran through my mind as we were doing it outside of all the other stuff that we were talking about. Is like, you know, if I do take someone that is a non-traditional type of player at their position, at least now I have a baseline of what I'm going to need to get from another position to make up the difference.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. Let us know. You can hit us up on Twitter. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? Whatever you guys are thinking. Coming up later in the week, we got a mock draft. We are mock drafting on Fantrax. We got 15 team roto. We've gone this long without actually doing one, but we're doing a full on mock draft, 15 team roto on the Fantrax. That'll be our live mock draft episode. Remember, new LTs that sign up, if you can make the time, you get kind of first come, first serve on those. You just got to let us know that you want in them and we'll get you in. But we got a mock draft coming up as well. Point out, great episode this week on leading off the MLB show over on Fantasy Pros. We celebrated ATC Day, the official release of the ATC projections. Joe and I had Ariel Cohen on, and he identified a whole bunch of undervalued players. And we kind of talked some projection theory and stuff like that. Podcast version, go download it 20 or 30 times. Hit the video version 50 or 70 times. Once that's out, make sure you guys do that bad boy. But that is it. That's what we got. You guys know, go to inthisleague.com, sign up on the stuff, the things, and make sure you're subscribed to the podcast because we're mock drafting later in the week. For Bogman, I'm Welsh. Thanks to Towers. We're out. Peace.
See ya.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.